So next I want to talk some about arachnoid cysts. Our brain sits in our skull, but it is completely surrounded by a layer of fluid called cerebrospinal fluid. We also have a cavity inside our brain, several cavities, called the ventricles, that are filled with cerebrospinal fluid. And it's made there and it circulates. This fluid then has to circulate and goes all the way down around our spinal cord. Then it circulates back up on the outside of our brain and then gets reabsorbed by the meninges and then goes back into the blood. So it's like a river. The very interesting thing about these pathways is that it's not just water sitting on top of the brain under the meninges. There's a separate layer of tissue. It's called the arachnoid, and that's where the word arachnoid cyst comes from. These sheets of arachnoid are not just one sheet that's completely investing the brain, but they're made of little what we call cisterns, which are like pockets, very thin pockets, with an inflow and an outflow. And so the fluid goes from one cistern to another. If a outflow becomes blocked or partially blocked for whatever reason, scarring or a little injury, we don't even fully know, that cistern can start to blow up and get bigger. That is an arachnoid cyst. And that cyst then can start to put pressure on the brain, and that pressure can cause symptoms. Or it can cause no symptoms.